This is a question by Adhoksaja Das. He writes this. It's about commenting on an article about Radhakrishna Balasi. He says, my question is about a Hori Devi worship of Radhakrishna, how it came into existence as a bona fide. For us, when you say bona fide means is it standard, is it acceptable, is it shastric? It's not mentioned anywhere in Goswami books. Our Supreme Court, our ultimate authority for what's bona fide, what is the law? What is the law? The Gaudiya Vaishnava law. The law is Smriti. The Smriti is the law book for Gaudiya Vaishnava Smriti. Is Hari Bhakti Vilas, and the Hari Puja is not mentioned anywhere there. Rupa Goswami mentions Mathura Mahatmyam and Bahalasami, we should bathe in Radhakrishna to honor Krishna. And it says anyone who bathes in Bahalasami in Radhakrishna on Bahalasami day, it just doesn't say midnight, it says on Bahalasami day, he becomes very dear to Hari, he becomes Hari Toshan, Hari becomes very pleased. That's all mentions about Bahalasami. Balasmi is the day of the Sahori Puja. Somehow the Sahori Devi is some goddess, North Indian fertility goddess. God knows it's been going on for hundreds of years. They have papers, they even published papers, they printed papers that tell how to do the puja. Husband and wives offer a watermelon, some kind of melon into the Radhakrishna and bathe together at midnight. Sari and Dodis tie together and they do puja and a Hori Devi. Even there's a temple here in Radhakrishna Parikramarg with a beautiful deity, a feminine lady deity, right at the Sangam near the Mahaprabhu temple, Gornitai temple. It's called a Hori Devi. It's a very cute deity. I just call her Radharani. It reminds me of Radharani. I just say Radharani. But she's a Hori Devi. So even they have murtis of a Hori Devi and they have some puja rituals. It's not mentioned anywhere in our Goswami books. It's not mentioned in Bhagavatam or any commentaries. So we don't follow, we don't accept it, we don't follow these rituals. But these are rituals, cultural rituals that arise in different regions. In different regions of the world, there's different cultural devas and devis that people worship for various reasons. So we respect that, but we don't follow it, we don't worship, there's no need to do that. We worship Krishna and Radharani and Guru and Vaishnavas. And everything becomes perfect. Jai Radhe.